Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hauling Tommy. I am your host with the most, Big Dave, and the man with the plan, my partner Aaron.
How's it going?
That was that's all the intro you got, huh?
I like it. It's a slow build for me. It's like, hey, I don't know. That's all I got. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Maybe I put you on the spot. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, it's not like we...
Do you want to redo it, or do you just want to keep going?
Let's just keep going.
Okay. Welcome to the show. We have a great show for you tonight. We are going to assault your senses with common sense. So prepare yourself. Prepare yourself for that. Bro, how are you tonight?
I'm good. Actually, we just did we did a thing today where we actually made ball lightning. So I will be giving the step-by-step instructions to make ball lightning in your house.
What?
Yep, I know, huh?
What is ball lightning?
Actually, we should look it up. Ball lightning is crazy. Ball lightning is not something you should make in your house or you should ever make unless you are an actual scientist who deals with current, like who's licensed to deal with amazing current. I was watching a show. The reason that's so funny to me, maybe it's not funny to everybody, but to all our listeners and my brother, ball lightning was, it goes back to Letterman, stupid human tricks or stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, those were the days.
Oh, I found out who's taking his place, by the way.
Yeah, I already know.
Really?
Colbert.
Yeah, you were right. I just found out the other day. I tripped out. I thought he was retiring, so.
He'll do a fine job.
He will. But I love, this is what I also love, they said he will do good just as, why can't I think of his name? Jimmy Fallon has brought late night, has brought, like, humor up from late night. Or humor back, a good amount of humor back to late night, they believe will also do the same thing in bringing back late night.
I believe he will, but I also believe that Fallon will rule late night for the rest of his days.
He probably will. I'd like to know what happened to Conan.
Dude, he's on TBS.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's been on there this whole time.
Okay, well.
Quietly making millions. Anyways, we started on ball lightning.
Oh, yeah, we did. So my point was that Letterman was like, okay, like we'll be right back when we come back. We're actually going to make ball lightning here on the stage. And the phones were going off the hook from scientists calling in saying what a big mistake that was, saying it was unsafe, saying that they needed to get everybody out of the Ed Sullivan Theater if they were going to do that. Anyway, so he came back like laughing, like after the break. And he was like, if anybody else is going to call in about ball lightning, we are not making ball lightning. I was just trying to say something funny. It's not going to happen. Don't worry. Like, we're probably going to explode a light bulb in a microwave. That's probably as crazy as it's going to get. And so,
yes, speaking of, those four callers right now, if you're calling on ball lightning, we are not making ball lightning on the show. Hold on. Give it a few seconds. I'm going to see if they drop. There's one. There's two, three, and the phone lines are clear.
They're clear.
Just like that. Well, how are you, bro?
I'm well.
Other than ball lightning, I'm great. I love January because it's fresh and everything feels good and new. You know what I mean?
A little bit. I think I like November. And then December, and then once January's hit, I feel like everything that I wanted in those last 2 months, if it didn't happen, is gone. Is gone until next year.
Wow. That's a depressing take.
A little bit. But I feel like that's why we're so good.
It's like you can do anything with a year in January, right? I'm going to do New Year's resolutions. And in January, you still believe you can do it. June and July, you've realized there's no chance. But it's summertime, so you're in a good mood because of the weather. And then when November rolls around, then you just say, well, at least January will be here soon and I can be optimistic again.
Oh, I see. That's cool. Okay, that makes sense.
I don't know. Just so I'm in a good mood, I guess.
Okay, okay.
You too?
Well, yes, I am in a good mood. I have nothing against January, but for me, January just means that, well, it means different things. Okay, we have to go all the way back to when I was a kid and not having learned the months and associated seasons with months. And I just associate seasons with feelings. Like, winter is Christmas time, and not being in school is summertime. So I feel like if Christmas is past, our chance for snow is also past. Even though in my head, I know that's not true now, mostly because my wife says, dude, Aaron, we have a lot of winter months left, and that's not true.
Yes.
But I still, like in my heart, I'm like, man, I wanted, like Christmas means snow, we didn't get it. So I still feel a little bit let down, but I think that's just because, we live in a place where, I don't want to say fickle, but I'll say a fickle weathered state. North Carolina is like Washington in that nobody expects anything extreme out of her. And maybe that's good, you know?
Dude, I find that you seem to be let down by a lot of different things lately.
Wow, maybe.
Lately as in this show so far.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was going to say, yeah, kind of in the last 2 decades, I have been let down by a few things.
If you stick with us till the end of the show, I promise complete and total depression. We're
but
working up to it.
On the upside, I can recommend some really good medication for that.
And thus the perfect segue to our new sponsor.
Prozac.
No, we don't. Yeah, we don't really have a sponsor. But if we did, this would be a great segment towards the sponsor, wouldn't it? I don't know. You know, do you remember summers when we were a kid? Never supervised at all. And we watched a ton of TV.
Did we really?
Every day we watched Chips.
You're right.
Chips. Do, 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 do. You remember?
I do. And it was only later that I found out that was an acronym.
Yes, California Highway Patrol. It's a shitty acronym, if you ask me, because the H and the I is highway. They were really reaching on that one. I'm just going to throw it out there.
They were. But we watched it nonetheless.
Yeah, good show. And, and USA used to do the no-class school days, DAZE. Do you remember that?
You know?
And we did. You know, but I associate that with good memories. Like, it was fun. We just did hang out. But, I mean, when I talk about it out loud, it's like, wow, you just sat around your house and watched TV all summer? Yeah, maybe we did, and maybe we enjoyed it, so maybe you shouldn't judge us.
But, okay, so this is where the twist is. We didn't have the luxury of sitting on the couch because we didn't have a remote control, so we were constantly having to get up, which I think is why we were so in shape as we were little kids.
Exercise, yeah.
Exercise.
Back and forth. Change that channel.
Change that. Can we change it? Anyway,
Price is Right. Price is Right. Every day watch The Price is Right.
Every day. Yeah. Man, I forgot about all the TV watching. Usually my mind goes straight to, like, dude, playing baseball on the lot. I think we watched TV until all our friends were done with the things they had to do, and then we all collected in the afternoon. Is that what happened?
Yes. Yes. Actually, you're exactly right, which makes it a lot better, and better for us, too, because that means we didn't have to do the chores and things that they had to do.
That is correct. The more I look at our childhood, the more I realize that we really had it made.
Yeah, it was good. Baseball in the lot. We literally had a sand lot.
Yes, we did. We had a sand lot, and then when it cooled down in the fall time, our street would be turned into a flag football street.
Yes. So I guess that begs the question. We have a lot of earth there, and we chose to play football on a concrete street.
Yeah, that's true. That begs the question.
We played baseball in the lot and played football on the street. I don't know. Anyways, it is what it is.
It is what it, dude, the ghetto. What can you say? The ghetto is what the ghetto does.
Wasn't really the ghetto.
The ghetto? No, Sturgeon Drive was a. That was amazing. If ever there was a Wonder Years-esque type environment to grow up in, that was it.
I think so. It's probably the ghetto now. Nah, I don't know. That first street is still nice. I've been back in, you know, a year or so ago. It's not like we live that far away. But, yeah, you know, the first street is nice. The further you get in, you know, it makes you want to keep driving. But anyway.
It's sketchy, but yeah. But it was always like that. We, you know, riding your bikes, you knew the place was, you know, not trying to jump curbs. You just drove straight through. And then there was places where you could kind of, you know, hey, check it out.
Yeah. Dude, did I ever tell you about the time I was on the bike? This is when I'm a grown man. And I was, I used to ride
my
bike.
Gosh.
Do you remember?
I only remember one story that stands out extremely well. And that was you doing some curb hopping.
Yes. I would take a bus to school and I would put my bike on the front of the bus and I would get off the bus when I got into the city and I would ride my bike the rest of the way to campus. And dude, I am riding back to the bus station and I am in the most crowded intersection you can imagine. And there's a big curb and I am just riding up to the curb and I have a big heavy backpack full of books on and I go to pop a wheelie to go over the curb, and I hit it. I did not pop high enough, and I came to a dead stop, and it threw that weight of my backpack over, and it ripped me off that bike so fast. Oh, and I was laying on the ground, and you know everybody in the intersection, everybody saw it.
Yes.
And I chose to not make eye contact with anyone.
Smart.
I got up and brushed myself off, and kept riding. I wanted to you know, hop up and flip everybody off and scream at them for judging me, but I took the higher road and just rode away, at least till I got around the corner, till I could get off my bike and see if I was hurt, which I wasn't, so that was good.
It was, yes, it is actually good. Like, it's a pleasant surprise when you're like, oh, you know what? Not bleeding anywhere, which you actually probably were bleeding somewhere, but no major injuries.
My soul was bleeding, Aaron. My soul was bleeding. And I'll tell you what, if somebody had happened to have taped that, one of these days I will see myself on YouTube when you type in stupid people. I'll be enjoying a montage, and then everything will fall silent as I realize I'm witnessing myself.
You are witnessing yourself. But I like to go on the other end, the other side of seeing people in those situations. There could have been, I don't know, okay, first of all, there was a lot of people in that intersection, just there was. And I don't know how many of them were coming home having had the worst day of their life, and then they look up just in time to see that, and all of a sudden they can't stop laughing, and now they're crying, and now they're, you know.
they all owe me a debt of gratitude. Look what I did for them. Someone could have had the worst day of their life, and I could have turned it around for them right there. I could have said, what is the point of this life? Why am I even living it? And they look up just to see my dumb ass fly over my handlebars. They were probably crying tears of joy, and that turned their life around. They're probably a millionaire right now. I want a commission.
Dude, see, and I think it's going to be twofold. You're going to see yourself on Army Fails. And in that same moment, there's going to be a telegram that you get announcing your inheritance from this person's fortune.
I believe. I'll keep my fingers crossed, and I will hold my breath.
Okay. Don't hold your breath for the money part, but definitely for the Army Fails. That's going to be good.
Yes, I will, for sure. Bro, we have a big story on the show today, and we are gonna roll into it.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's get there.
Go ahead, Aaron. Take us there.
Okay. Well, it's interesting that we were reminiscing about.
Sorry. You're about to roll into it, but we're at the halfway mark. I'm getting the producer wave. which means halfway we go to commercial break for sponsor.
Okay, let's do
Hold
it.
Hold on. I'm getting the other wave that means we don't have a sponsor. We are halfway, but we're just going to keep rolling.
Okay, that's good. These are important waves, hand signals.
It's good. Hey, maybe let's talk about that before the show starts next time. Go ahead with the news, bro.
Are you getting a different wave now?
Yeah. let's find a new producer.
It's not a nice wave.
No, I didn't mean that. Anyways, go ahead.
Bro, okay.
New story.
So, new story or new producer?
New story. New story.
Okay. So we were reminiscing. It's interesting because it's kind of segues, but we were reminiscing about our childhood. Now, when it came to snow, what's the first thing you think of? You're in kindergarten. You're in middle school. You wake up and okay, bro, think back before you drove.
Just, you didn't specify. You said first thing.
I should have. I blame myself.
Okay, keep going.
You think of, okay, you see 6 to 12 inches of snow on the ground, which if it snowed in our childhood, it meant that 5 or 10 years had gone by and we deserved to get another good snow.
That's right.
And 6 to 12 inches appeared. For us, that meant snow day.
Snow day.
Are you tracking?
I'm with you, man.
Okay.
Snow day, nothing greater. I mean, we grew up in the state of Washington. You could get an inch and a half and get the day off school.
Yep, exactly. And here, it technically doesn't even have to snow. Don't tell anybody this. But all you have to do is for snow to appear on the news somewhere within this region, within Cumberland County. And there's a two-hour delay, in which we witnessed today. But I won't go into that because that's more of a...
Beautiful. The great state of Carolina.
Great.
North or south, doesn't matter, does it?
It doesn't really matter. It's all the same. One has water.
North Carolina?
I'm in North Carolina, but...
There you go. Anyways, dude, isn't it funny? Snow is the greatest thing on earth when you're a kid, but then when you're a grown-up and you have huge snow, you think about things like power failure and car accidents and stock in the fridge.
Wow, I don't. I don't think I've ever thought of that. I still think of, like, snow day, and this is awesome.
Great. So I'll work on changing my way of thinking, maybe.
Actually,
anyways,
the reason you think of that is because when it snows – you've experienced more life in the snow than me. You've actually lived in a state where snow was going to happen. It wasn't just, hey, every 10 years we might get a dusting, but – you lived in a state where that was normal, right? Am I correct?
Absolutely. Great state of Montana. Snow.
Uh-huh.
For real snow.
No day like a snow day. Yeah, for real
snow. I got my
snow
card.
What does that even mean?
Snow card in the great state.
Okay. Are you okay?
Keep going.
Am I okay?
I'm great.
Okay, so here we go. Okay, the reason I was digressing was because you've actually been in a position where where snow meant that you didn't have power for 2 weeks, and that because you didn't have power, that everything in your fridge went crap. And and you had kids. And
never got that bad. We never actually lost power for 2 weeks. So, I see your point, though. Keep going. New story. Roll into it.
Okay, so here it is. Sorry. Here it is. When you're a kid and it snows, the fastest thing you can do, besides be glad that there's no school, is get out and play in the snow. That's the first and foremost thing. Before breakfast, before
Absolutely.
Anything else, you get out in the snow, even if it is in your boots and your shorts and your underwear.
Play in the snow. I'll eat later. Get me
in
the snow.
In the snow. Yes, bring me in when I'm cold. It's inevitable that we're coming in the snow. I need to be in the snow now. Now, when you're out in the snow, you do the next most important thing, which is to find a hill to sled down.
Absolutely.
And we had the luxury of living near a place where we had a few hills. To us, they were big hills because at the time we were very young. And they had no lack of sleds. It was a community. I felt like it was the perfect community situation where we didn't have sleds per se, and we were kind of we were brought into this amazing situation of having friends with hills and sleds, and anyway, you know what I'm referring to, correct?
I got you. You've set the picture.
Okay.
Snow, sledding, childhood happiness.
Yes.
It's time it's time to pull in the ditty from our friends at NPR.
Okay. So here's what's going on. And this infuriated me. And at first I was infuriated at the people. And you'll see why. But then it kind of changed course a little bit. Now, if we grew up in the city, let's say the closest city to us at the time would be Seattle. That has some great hills. Now, the danger in sledding down some of those car-riddled hills was that it was inevitable. It's kind of like a diver, you know, in getting the bends. It's not if, but when. If you're going to snow in anywhere in the city with hills, you're going to hit a car at some point. You just are. You just are.
Absolutely.
Unless you go down once and don't hit it and then never sled again, you are going to hit a car. It doesn't happen. You know?
Break off this news story so they have a point of reference.
Okay, my point of reference is, sorry, I'm all passionate and driven. The situation is that people were sledding down these hills, running into stop signs or concrete barriers, and then suing the city for millions of dollars and winning. And so is what the city did with this new recent snow, and I'm talking currently. I listened to this on the radio this afternoon. Much of the Midwest is under snow, which, well, like we said, means snow days, which means sledding. And
fun happiness.
Fun happiness. Not today. Not today, Big Dave. This city, this specific city, and there's a lot like it, but they took this one as an example, designated two areas in the city, just two, that you could sled at. And the rest of the hills they made off limits, and that you were actually fined if caught sledding down these hills. You were actually, it was a
I'd like to be the cop that writes those tickets.
Man.
Hey, Jimmy, get over here. Yeah, getting a ticket. Yeah, I'll drive you home, and then your parents can pay $141 for sledding down the hill.
Yep, the sled
impound. Do it again, I'll take away Christmas next year.
No Christmas.
Yeah, so the crime rate probably went through the roof in that city because they were out busy writing tickets for sledders.
That is actually correct.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Keep rolling.
No, it's okay. But it made me sad because, yes, there was a of course, whoever was doing the show happened to get the one person that was at one of the designated spots sledding, and she was having a lot of fun, it sounded like, her and her father. But for the rest of the kids in that city, it made me sad. And it made me sad because let's fast forward to us. Well, not fast forward, but imagine, if you will, we were in a city sledding down a hill, and we hit a stop sign. Now, I know you're no stranger to hitting things at high speeds. So
right.
Let's say you're on a sled and you hit a stop sign. What is your first, well, I don't know, what is your first, like, instinct? Like, hey, you've gotten hurt, you've hit this, maybe you hit it with your head. You're not broken. You're a little shook up, though, as you were going pretty fast. You get inside, and what? What goes through your mind after that?
Call my attorney. I'm going to sue somebody.
Exactly. Now, that's what will go on my mind. Apparently, that's what goes on everybody's mind. I did something fun that I should be responsible for, but happened to me.
Who can I blame?
And I need some money for this to make me feel better. And yes.
Dude, that's the society we've created. Anytime anybody gets hurt or anything bad happens to anybody, who am I going to sue? Dude, it's not getting any better. It's going to continue to get worse. And when we have, when people win these court cases, you know, it's, dude. All right, so in reference, you just heard the story today, but when I lived in Great Falls, Montana, which is, well over 10 years ago now, right?
Yeah.
Well over 10 years ago. They had this magnificent hill. I mean, it even had American flag at the top of it. Beautiful,
wow.
Picturesque place to sled. It was huge. It was long. I sledded there with my brother-in-law, who is grown now, but at the time was just tiny, like two, three years old maybe. Took
wow.
him sledding. It was fantastic. We had a wonderful time. Went down this hill that was like seemed like a mile and a half, and then he wanted me to pull him up on the sled so he didn't walk.
Hmm.
Anyways, good times. That same season, two people in one day broke bones from running into each other. Nothing
wow.
crazy. Nobody died. Broke bones. The city closed the hill for sledding. Dude,
really?
I don't know if it's been closed ever since, but no more sledding happened to it when we lived there. and it was
wow.
a shame.
Yeah, that is a shame.
So, hey, there you go. 10+ years later, nobody's learned anything. Nothing's changed. We're just going to keep taking away sledding for kids. But it brings up a good point, though. No more sledding. So what's next? Snowball fights?
No snowball.
Hey, when we were kids, you caught an ice ball in the ear. Boy, tears came for sure, right? There was nothing worse. But,
you went in, you cried about it, and then you were sent back out. You were sent back out to do battle.
Yeah, now you get hit with an ice ball in the ear, and you go in and tell your mom, who calls her attorney, and sues Jimmy's parents from down the street.
Yep, that is correct. And now Jimmy's parents are out to file for bankruptcy. It's just a lot of court costs is what it is.
Hey, Winter Wonderland. I'm getting the 5-minute wave.
Oh, 5-minute wave.
We're down to, less than five. There's also a sign. I quit. Okay. Definitely have the producer talk after the show.
And I quit.
And here we go.
So, again, talking to my wife, the voice of reason, and my son is in the back. Daddy, why are you so mad? And I'm like, I'm mad because of dumb people like this. And, I guess he was quiet. He was letting me have my moment. But Faith is like, Aaron, it's not the people. It's the judges. The judges are letting these people win. And my brain exploded because I was like, you know what? You're right. I can take anyone to court for anything. I could take the postman to court for putting mail in my mailbox and that offending me for some reason. But it's the judge who allows that to go through. Am I correct? I don't know the court system as well as you.
You bet. I mean, it's the lawyers, right? But, dude, every judge used to be a lawyer. Still knows people. Let's frivolous lawsuits go through the system. It is. It's too bad. I mean, the worst part is, though, they're writing the laws. So, I mean, they've ensured nothing will change. But this we're far from sledding now. Now we're a breath away from government conspiracies. I don't think we have time to roll in there.
Man, I don't know. Do you think we could cover a good conspiracy in 2 minutes?
No. I mean, we could try.
No, I don't. Okay, so...
Hold on. Save the 2 minutes. Watch the Pelican Brief. Done.
Okay. Wow. So we just did us and our listeners a huge favor, a huge solid.
There we did. Yeah, don't come back next week not having watched the Pelican Brief.
Yep, tune in. So, I don't know. That was my rant for the day. But it was. It made me a little sad that I don't know. I guess I feel like our checks and balances are a little... cattywampus. I don't know. Maybe that's. I tried to pull out a Midwest term. I think I screwed that up, though.
A little light on the checks and a little light on the balances.
Yes. Like, yes, you should be able to bring anything you want to court. It's your right.
Justice may be blind, but she peeks out from underneath her blindfold every now and again just to see who's out there.
Just to see, what's going on.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
don't know.
It's sad. It's sad because I don't know why it's sad. It's just sad. It's sad because nobody cares enough to change it. It all comes down to personal integrity of people who say, I'm not going to sue a kid got hurt sledding, or some guy who sleds down a city street and slams his face into the back of a Subaru, and instead of saying I'm an idiot, he goes to sue someone. I mean, sure, he's missing his teeth, and that's a shame, but... he'll get to tell that story for the rest of his life. So he's got something there, and that's more important than having teeth.
It is. If I could pick teeth over a good story, I'd really have to sit and think about it.
There you go. I might give my teeth for that story.
Maybe we just did. And we don't know it yet.
It was all right. It was pretty good. Well, we're down to 20 seconds. I can't believe it. It was a great show, but it's already time to sign off, bro.
It's wild. Well, we do what we got to do.
Tune in again next week for Hauling Tommy. I hope you had a great time. Next week, we will continue to blow your mind. Signing off, I am Big Dave.
And I am Aaron. See you next week.
See you next week.
Peace.